slow and disjointed is how Senator Dianne Feinstein, the former chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, described the federal document declassification process. But a routine inspector general report found no violations within the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Now, such reviews are required under a law called ROCA, the Reducing Overclassification Act. This review only recommended refinement. Charles McCullough is the Intelligence Community's Inspector General. He joins me now to discuss the report and how some of the other intelligence agencies stacked up next to the DNI. Mr. McCullough, great to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning.
All right, so this was a ROCA-mandated review. What do you look at in those things?
Well, it's important to note that the review itself was important because of the amount of money being spent on security classification costs. In FY13, the government spent $11.6 billion to cover things like training, protecting classified IT systems, and security management and oversight. So we scoped our review in three parts to look at whether classification policies were in place and followed, whether or not there were areas contributing to persistent misclassification of material, and we also looked for not just overclassification, but also something called overgrading. So when something is overclassified, that means it was classified when it shouldn't have been. When something's overgraded, it means it's classified at a higher level than it should have been. For example, a document marked top secret that should have been marked confidential.
So in the intelligence community, how many people are involved in this? I mean, what kind of an enterprise is it required to within that larger enterprise to figure out what level each document should be classified at?
Well, just about every intelligence community employee has some role to play in the classification management system. If the government's spending $11.6 billion in just FY13, this goes right down to the line employees.
And there are a lot of levels, right? I mean, it's not just secret or top secret and unclassified. How many levels could they possibly choose from?
Well, there are many levels of classification, and then there are sub-levels and compartments off of those levels. It's a very complex system.
All right, so I guess there is a lot to look at every year. And you mentioned in your report that the training could use some improvement. That would seem to be where the most leverage would come for doing this right.
Well, that's correct. I mean, our report concluded there's a perception out there that the intelligence community is intentionally classifying information to keep it from the public, and we found no evidence to support that in our sampling. That perception simply wasn't validated. There were no instances where classification was used to conceal materials, a violation of law, inefficiencies, or errors, or to delay the release of the information. Now, we did find that training was something that can be improved upon, and especially with respect to the tracking of the training. And the ODNI has already taken steps to improve its tracking of who has been trained and when they've been trained.
And is training conducted by intelligence community staff, or is that something that can be outsourced?
That's usually something that's conducted in-house by either the information management offices in the elements in the intelligence community, or it's conducted by the security components or a mixture of those two components within any IC agency.
And how consistent is all of this? Well, let's talk about the training, first of all. How consistent is it done across the different components within the intelligence community?
Well, there's room for improvement there, but of course each agency has its own concerns and its own equities. So there is room for a consolidated training program, and that's something that we have recommended a systematic review of the day-to-day production process. And this would be sort of a continuous education campaign to remind managers to specifically review products. I do think that the community as a whole could benefit from using shared resources. That'll reduce costs. It'll be more efficient. A modular course would have the same general training concepts, but then you need areas for agency-specific references because each agency, again, has its own equities.
All right. And also you mentioned something called mandatory derivative classifier training. What is mandatory derivative classifying?
Well, so there are two types of classification. You've got original classification authority, which is the ability to classify information in the first instance, and that originates with the president, and the president designates specific senior officials who delegate that authority to a small number of personnel under them. That is different than what we call derivative classification, which relies solely on established classification guidance. There are a very small number of original classification decisions made because almost all intelligence production is covered with existing guidance.
Okay, so and this is something, does it vary much from administration to administration, or is it pretty much a boilerplate type of delegation that happens each time?
No, this is something that's consistent throughout administrations. Again, there are a small number of actual original classification decisions made. Most of the classification that occurs is derivative classification.
We're speaking with Charles McCullough III. He's the Intelligence Community's Inspector General. And I wanted to ask you about the number of levels of classification within things that can't be let out to the public. So if something is top, top, top secret and something else is only top secret, and I'm sure I'm not getting the phrases right, what does that mean in terms of who can see that document?
Well, there are certain people who have access. It's called being read into a certain program or compartment. And so there are several levels of classification, starting with confidential, secret, top secret. And then there are dissemination controls, and there are compartments. So it's a very sort of complex, multi-layered system. It's not a very simple system. So there are many different layers of classification.
So it could be that a group or unit manager could see something under a given level, but his or her employees could not.
That's
and under a different
correct.
Level, then the whole group could see them, and maybe, you know, someone next door could not.
Well, everything starts with classified information with 12333, and there are other executive orders that apply to classified material. But the need to know is the most important thing. And so your access to materials is dictated by your need to know, quote unquote, those materials. Executive Order 13526 is the other relevant order.
Okay. And if someone comes into the community, I guess the first thing they must learn is all about classification.
That's correct, and that's something that we thought was a very positive development with respect to our review. The ODNI made several improvements as a result of our review. Director Clapper and the ODNI CMO, they were extremely proactive in response to our report, and they've actually already completed corrective actions on almost all of our findings and recommendations. One of those findings had to do with the tracking of training and holding employees accountable if they're deficient in training, for example, suspending their access to IT systems until the training is complete. But they also changed the requirement for new employees to have classification management training that must be done within 10 days of arrival in the agency rather than 30 days. The CMO also directed the Information Management Director to develop what's called a continuous education campaign, once again, to remind managers the need to specifically review products for overclassification as part of their normal process. And then finally, the ODNI is taking steps to consolidate classification management and reporting responsibilities into one centrally managed office within the ODNI, and that would be the CIO's office, the Chief Information Office.
And what happens on the back end of all of these documents when they can become declassified? Is that something that always takes a long time, years, decades, or can some things be declassified maybe within weeks or something? What is the how does that all work?
Well, that varies. We didn't look at declassification as part of our review. Generally speaking, declassification and the length of time something takes to be declassified varies with that particular document, and not just the document, but the information itself in the document. And so that varies on a case-by-case basis.
Now, when people think of classified documents, you think of the cliche of a red file folder with a big stamp on it. How much of this dealing nowadays is paper, and how much is pretty much electronic?
Well, there's a great deal of electronic information these days. Just about everything that's paper is going to be somewhere in an electronic format, and so there are certain tools that aid employees, there's software to help the employee make classification decisions on a case-by-case basis.
And so in the file systems and access systems built into the intelligence community's computers, there are controls that that kind of, I guess, for lack of a better word, know what the level of classification is of a particular file.
Well, there are controls that will prompt you to determine the level of classification before you close that document. This starts with just normal documents. You're typing Word documents, and it goes down to even the emails you're sending. The emails you're sending on any classified system have to be properly classified before they're sent. And so there are tools that prompt you to classify them before you can send them.
So this is pretty much, as you mentioned earlier, a part of every single intelligence community employee's daily life and almost hour by hour life is thinking and considering classification.
Absolutely. There's really not an employee within the intelligence community who doesn't have some role to play in the information management system and in the classification system for the federal government.
But overall, your report, this latest ROCA report, found that in general, that's done pretty well, but some attention needed to the tracking of who gets educated properly.
Well, we found the overall program at the ODNI was effective, and we did we did a trend analysis across the intelligence community. So the agencies, the CIA, the NGA, the NSA, the DIA, and the NRO all did similar reports. And as part of our reporting, we reviewed those reports looking for trends. The main thing across the IC that we saw was that oversight within the individual element security offices needed improvement. The self-inspections that have to take place were lacking or they were deficient, and individuals in the elements weren't being held accountable when they didn't meet training requirements. So they still had their accesses and could make derivative classification decisions without having the proper training. As I said, that's been corrected at the ODNI. The director and the CMO were extremely proactive.
And at the other elements, do they pretty much agree with your findings?
That's correct. That's our findings were accepted and are being implemented throughout.
All right. Interesting stuff. Charles McCullough is the Intelligence Community's Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.